Hi, this is Dolores, and I'm with the new Borough Commander of Lewisham, Chief Superintendent Russell Nyman. Hi, Russell.
Yes, hello.
Have you settled in all right?
Yes, I have, thank you. Okay.
How long have you been in the area now?
Roughly about 6 weeks since I took an appointment.
Oh, okay. So, right, now, you've come from Kent.
That's right.
You've been very successful.
Thank you.
What skills are you bringing over to Lewisham, and how are you going to impart them over to your officers?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've got a breadth of experience over 27 years of policing in a variety of roles, from detective roles to partnership roles, and last one was head of intelligence for the Kent Police. So I've got a whole range of skills I can bring into Lewisham with an effective new set of eyes, as it were, to see what we're doing and see how we can improve in various areas. But I consider I've got quite a good, strong leadership style, hopefully good communication style, you'll tell me, or your listeners will, whether that's okay. And I've got a real appetite to make change happen and to improve.
Yeah, because I've been listening, you're a little bit of an international cop. You went off to LA and you've been in Cyprus.
Yes, that's right.
How are those skills helping this area?
Well, they will, in particular in LA. I was looking at a process they've got called predictive policing, which, with the support of chief officers in the Met, we're seeing if we can do something like that in the Met, and maybe at Lewisham, which it'd probably be called predictive mapping. And that's all about trying to predict where a crime is likely to occur, to see if we can put resources there to either prevent it occurring, or if it has occurred, to then evidence gather it.
Does it work?
It does in LA. They've had huge reduction on it as a result of their activity, and I was project leading this for Kent before I came up here, and Kent are quite advanced in this process now.
Yeah, you seem quite proud of Kent, which we're really great, you know, really pleased about. So, crime in the area has actually been going down in Lewisham for, like, say, the last couple of years. But tonight we hear that domestic violence is up, burglary and car crime. Do you think these are all linked to the recession?
Well, auto crime, car crime actually is down, but you are right, the other two up. They could well be, because I think everyone is feeling the pinch out there, as it were, whereas the government's austerity measures bite, and certain people are turning to crime to some degree. It's my job, with support of the partnership, to try and, in effect, arrest that increase and to get us back in decline in those key areas.
You said tonight that you've got a dedicated police team. Is it a team or one guy actually working on car crime now?
Yeah, I have. It's a detective inspector, and he's got around about six staff that are working around the whole auto crime agenda. That's theft of and theft from. So that's a fairly new development since I've come in post.
So there wasn't anything like that before?
No, not this team. I mean, the numbers themselves would indicate to you that Lewisham hasn't done as well as it could have done in this particular area. I've recognised that and have made this change to try and helpfully improve our performance in both detection and reduction.
What do you feel about domestic violence? I mean, is it something that you can really reduce? Because, like you say, a lot of people are quite unwilling to report it.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's critical, because this is high-risk business, and unfortunately a number of those cases that you hear about do actually end in fatality. So this is a really important area of business. We need to get better, be sharper, we need to encourage reporting, and we need to take action against those responsible.
Okay. Now, just getting on to Sydenham, I hear that it may be shutting down. It's not absolutely set in stone yet. But have you spoken to the community of Sydenham? What do they think about it?
Yeah, well, we've got a range of engagement processes, starting with the Lewisham Safer Partnership, and even the meeting tonight we've discussed it. Various letters have gone to councillors, so there has been some engagement. This has been going ongoing for some time in terms of the debate, but you are right, it is on the list for closure, Sydenham, albeit that final decision has not been made, and it's a MOPAC, the Mayoral Office for Policing, that will finally make that decision.
Okay. Now, I know you've got you're quite strong on social media, and you've got a great Twitter account with quite a few followers. I actually read on there was a couple of street burglaries in Sydenham High Street. Do you think that might worry people if the police station goes? You know, how will police respond?
Well, I'm confident that I'll be working with the Metropolitan Police Property Services, that there'll be no loss of service with any closure such as Sydenham. And I feel confident we can deliver the same level of service, if not an enhanced level of service, wherever we operate from as a base. So I'm keen that we maintain that.
There was a suggestion that you could move into Louise House, which has all been done up and lovely. I mean, is that a good option?
I'm sorry, I don't actually know where that is.
It's actually near Sydenham Police Station. It's just a little bit further down the road.
This time I don't know who owns it, but we'd look at any possibility, to be honest, and see if it's fit for our purpose and being able to deliver operational policing from.
OK. So one more thing. What are we going to be doing about reducing stop and search? That's the youngsters in the area.
Yeah, sure. I know this is quite a contentious issue, not just for Lewisham, but the whole of the Metropolitan Police. And I'm keen that we carry out focused, intelligence-led stop and searches of people in Lewisham with a view of finding, in effect, enhanced outcomes, i.e. finding drugs, knives and guns. And I'm sure the majority of people in Lewisham would want us to continue doing that. We do accept on occasions we get things wrong. We need to learn from that and try and make it better, working with various groups to try and make our stop and search processes much better.
Reduction, detection and satisfaction. Yes. What is that?
Well, these are my priorities for Lewisham Borough, and quite simply, what I'm here to achieve is I'm here to reduce crime, detect crime, and provide a first-class service to the public. And that's my mantra, if you like.
OK, we'll leave it on that note. Okay. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was my chat with the commander of the area, Russell Nyman. I just want to make something clear. When we were talking about domestic violence, even though it has increased, it's still gone down overall over the last 4 years, but there are a lot of agencies in Lewisham working towards stopping this. So, you know, if you are suffering from domestic violence, have a look online or try and contact somebody, because there are people working furiously to help.